Hello, my name is Joseph Bavaria, and I'm a cardiac surgeon at the University of Pennsylvania. Today at the STS, we are here with a distinguished group of surgeons to talk about transcatheter aortic valves, and more specifically, the National STS ACC TVT Registry, and whether this registry has value for the nation and for all of its stakeholders. I would like to start off by introducing our panel. I'll let them introduce themselves. So we'll start off here.
I'm Tom Gleason from the University of Pittsburgh. I've been involved with our TAVR program since its inception, which was in 2008, along directing traffic along with my cardiology counterpart, Dr. Jun Lee.
I'm Richard Schumann. I'm the Chief of Cardiac Surgery at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA. I have been involved with the TAVR program from its very beginning and serve as the surgical director, and I am intimately involved in being in the cath lab and performing TAVR procedures at least 2 days a week.
I'm Vinod Thirani. I'm a cardiac surgeon from the MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute in Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and I'm the chairman of cardiac surgery for that program. I've been involved in transcatheter valves since 2006 with the original trials, and been very intimately involved in a lot of the research involved with the new devices.
I'm Michael Deeb from the University of Michigan. I'm the Herbert Sloan Collegiate Professor of Cardiac Surgery. Along with Stan Kakuti, our interventional cardiologist, we began the program at the University of Michigan in 2008. We both participate in all the trials. I'm on the executive committee. I head the steering committee, and I'm on the steering committee for all the pivotal trials for TAVR. And I participate in TAVR and run the multidisciplinary meetings.
Yeah, I think this group, every one of us has placed a lot of TAVRs in our hospitals, and I think it's great to have such expertise. So let's just dive into it a little bit. Some of it's regarding the value of this TVT registry, which has been described by some in government as a national treasure. So the first thing I'd like to ask you, and I suppose I'll ask Mike first, is regarding continuous quality improvement. How do you use the TVT registry in your hospital or your program regarding continuous quality improvement? And I'd actually like everybody else to chime in. So
when the NCD was written and we wrote the NCD, we based it on patient and family quality care with shared decision making. And so quality outcomes was the main basis of the whole NCD. And so what we did is we designed a tool using the NCD to be certain that we had good quality care. And this was based on giving data back. We assessed that all data from every case would be given to the TVT registry. You would be graded on how well you put your data in there. You get a green star, you really put your data in there. And if you had a green star, then they could analyze your data and give it back to you. And you would get it back on a straight line curve, which would show where you fall within all TAVR teams in the nation. And so you can assess your quality outcomes. Excuse me. And then in your multidisciplinary team, you can look at your outcomes, assess them, and then if you feel that you've fallen below the standard that you want to, then you can initiate various different implementations to improve your care. And so that's a quality initiative. And then once again, you can look and see what your outcomes are. So this is a continuous cycle which helps improve the outcomes for TAVR care. This helps patients, families, physicians, the institution, the government, everyone. The TVT registry is a great institution that can really help improve outcomes of care.
Tom, how do you use the TVT registry for quality improvement in your institution?
I think the best analogy is complementing the STS database and how we use it. And that's something that cardiac surgeons have been using for decades now within the locally at the program site, but regionally and nationally to compare outcomes from one institution relative to another, but also to hone in on specific outcome measures that may not be so apparent in day-to-day practice. So I think we've dovetailed it right onto our STS database regular review locally to try to impact outcomes. And the greatest focus for the TAVR patients has been on short-term mortality to date, stroke, in-hospital stroke, length of stay, and cost. And the TVT registry has really provoked us to maintain, as Mike points out, high quality data that then can be used in such a way to impact practice.
So, you know, it adds to the STS, just like you said, Tom, I think that's 100% right, but it also forces the surgeons and cardiologists in a room together to look at their outcomes, which we don't necessarily do all the time. And, you know, we form committees based on if we see a blip in our program compared to the national standard, we form a committee over it. And I think that's the type of stuff that you have to do to improve your quality.
Any comments as well? I mean, I think the main, you know, when you think about the TBT registry and what it was trying to accomplish with its initiation and birth, so to speak, 6 years ago, was continuous quality improvement. I mean, everything else, it does a lot of other things too, but that's the main thing. So what are your comments on continuous quality improvement?
So at UCLA, we do everything that my colleagues here have mentioned. But one thing that we try to do is not only benchmark ourselves against a national mean, but to set internal standards of where we want to be as an institution. And also, we realize that high levels of performance, particularly in the intraoperative component, is related to the functionality of the team. And it's not common to have a procedure that is both cardiology and cardiac surgeon driven at the same time.
That's for sure.
So really using these data to have better team building has built bridges that extend back to appropriate selection in addition to high level performance and postoperative care.
Yeah, so that's good. Let's kind of tack here a little bit. Let's talk a little bit, since everybody at this table is a little bit of a national leader in transcatheter aortic valve placement. What do you think from the kind of a big picture standpoint? What's the benefit of the TVT for the nation, for both the implanting teams across the country as well as the patients in the country?
Well, I think it's always been difficult for patients to realize that there's a diversity of opinion of what the best procedure would be for them. And I think from a national level, this is the first time that the government has tried to align the incentives through payment mechanisms, promoting teams, and setting up the TVT registry and requiring 100% participation. So I think from the national level, this is the first time in medicine that I know of that we've aligned all the stakeholders at the very beginning of the rollout of a new technology. And I think that gives a lot of confidence to the nation and the people that will suffer from aortic valve disease and eventually need a TAVR.
So you agree with Bram Zuckerman that it's a national treasure?
It is a national treasure and the Treasury should continue to support it.
Good.
But don't you think that in a lot of ways, I mean, this is still a new technology. We've been doing surgical valve replacement for decades, and yet we've only been doing TAVR for 5 to 10 years, really in a very analytical method as we're doing with the TBT. We have to keep track of this. I think that looking at 1 year data is not really going to be where it's at. It's going to be 5-year, 10-year data. And having a dedicated national registry allows us to do that, especially when we can go back and link this with CMS and look at mortality and stroke and readmission. So I think the value of TVT, not only for quality, but for research and how we perform a new procedure, is just absolutely incredible.
I would also emphasize the point about cross-specialty collaboration between cardiology and cardiac surgery. This is really the only forum that we're both disciplines are forced in a way to collaborate on a daily, weekly basis. And even demonstrate that our colleagues' outcomes are directly tied to our outcomes in this space. And there's no other procedure or even discipline that concept exists. So that's a unique opportunity from a national level to this in a way, it's forced collaboration, which has been very fruitful.
Interesting, not only is there collaboration technically in the operating room and selection processes at the heart team level, but even at a society level, what I mean is a professional society level, this is the STS-ACC TBT registry, so it's required an incredible amount of administrative collaboration between the two societies, and many of the people at this table are part of the TBT steering committee, which is a mixed committee of cardiologists from the ACC and surgeons from the STS. So I think one of the other things I would like to say, maybe for Vino, is that one of the goals of the TBT is to produce research that is of value to implanters, to heart teams in the country, to the world at large, because a lot of this ends up kind of going international. What's the research coming out of the TBT, and what where do you see the research going, and how's it been produced so far? And I might add that Dr. Tarani is the research lead at the TBT registry.
Thanks, Joe. So I obviously believe that looking at not just doing the procedures, but the TBT registry allows us to really analytically look at the outcomes. And in collaboration with the Duke Clinical Research Institute, DCRI, we have a very robust research enterprise going on, and Tom is one of the members of this research committee that we have. And it is led by both STS and ACC equally, so you have great representation of surgeons and cardiologists on the committee. We spend a lot of time. We have over 50 publications that have already come out in a very short period of time from the database. Currently, we're doing over 15 papers that are in analysis.
How do those inform the implant teams? What's the value that they get from this research?
So it's an absolutely critical review of the literature. So these aren't run by any specific individual or society or industry. It's completely adjudicated by investigators. Investigators, just like the STS, will submit a proposal. It's reviewed blindly, just like we do in the STS database, and we're able to then put it together in a very analytical, very powerful statistical manner with DCRI. In fact, one of the late-breaking clinical trials for ACC this year will come out of TBT, right. And if you look at the amount of data that we're able to cover in hundreds, you know, almost 100,000, over 100,000 patients now, we're able to really look at some very nuanced procedures that we're not able to do as single institutions. So the TBT registry is behind the STS registry, but it's very, you know, quickly catching up as the most powerful research enterprise in the world, analytically looking at TAVR procedures. And also, quite honestly, we have to also mention that it's not just about TAVR. TBT registry also houses MitraClip, and it also houses mitral valve and valve procedures. And we're building a tricuspid module also. So the research that we'll do through this, which is really to any participant of STS and ACC, anybody is able to submit a proposal to us, we really believe that this will be the avenue to critically look at these patients.
Tom, you're on the steering committee as well as on the research committee of the TBT registry. Do you have anything to add to that from your perspective?
Yes, a little bit deviation from the research, but I think one of the elephants in the room in this space is about cost containment, particularly at the national healthcare level. So healthcare costs, as we all know, have skyrocketed, particularly in the United States. And this is a particular procedure that we all know is costly. And so the TBT registry data allows opportunity to look at it at a more global level and say how do costs differ regionally, how costs differ based on program productivity, volume. And then finally, I think, as I think somebody already alluded to, we're trying to build new paradigms as far as how to adjudicate quality. Particularly in the past, if we focus on STS utilization, particularly at the local and then national level, it's been focused on short-term outcomes, which we all agree is perhaps not the most enlightened, and that we should be looking at longer-term outcomes. And so now we have this initiative with the TBT to look at one-year statistics.
Right. I think that's incredibly important.
And quality of life.
Quality of life and one-year mortality. one-year outcomes is really, really important. In fact, we should probably end at some point and even go into two-year or three-year outcomes, which will require sophisticated linkage. One of the things I wanted to ask Mike and the others is, you know, the implanters and the docs, the interventional cardiologists and surgeons, as well as some government agencies and so on and so forth, are stakeholders. But one of the big stakeholders is the health system, is the hospitals, is our administrators. How does your hospital utilize the TVT data? I mean, in a whole bunch of different ways.
So we have a hospital administrator as part of our multidisciplinary team, which meets every week. And they're totally involved because, as Tom says, cost is a big issue here. And with reimbursement, they want to make sure that we're giving the highest quality of care, but the hospital isn't losing any money in delivering this. And so I think it helps the hospitals in many ways. It helps them with regulatory. It helps them with volumes to make sure that we have our volumes, and it helps them with outcomes. Because with bundled care and reimbursement, if you don't have good outcomes, in the end, you may be penalized for that. And so part of that penalty is going to be money.
Right.
And so the hospital is very involved. And I think it helps more people than just hospital. There are more stakeholders than just the physicians, the patients, and the hospital. You talk about industry. Industry is stakeholders here. They're using the registry now as part of their research protocols. I mean, Pivotal is using it for their bicuspid low risk. They're using it for their low risk CA continuous right. access. In fact,
so
what we should be doing.
So not only industry, but FDA with industry is utilizing the TVT registry for national indication expansion.
Right, and this would be a great way for us to expand into the long-term outcomes that we want, because clearly in these low-risk patients, the answer isn't in 1 and 3 years. In 5 years, that's intermediate. We need to have 10-year follow-up for the low-risk patients to really know what the benefit-risk value is of these types of procedures. And so if we can partner with industry in that, we can attain those long-term outcomes, I believe.
I would just add with you that we're doing, there are also possibilities of randomized trials within TVT registry.
Right.
So it's more than just what you're saying in just retrospective or prospective, but it's truly randomized trials.
Because it is a STS.
Right.
ACC TVT
Rich?
Registry.
So I think you make a very important point. We do the same thing that we have the hospital administrator responsible for the cardiovascular product line set on our multidisciplinary team. This way they understand the clinical challenges we have, the process of care, and it allows us to be sure that we're performing at the highest quality level possible. And sometimes it requires investment of resources, whether it be nurse practitioners for follow-up or intake, to have an efficient team. And I think as the hospital administrators are privy to all the complexities of providing care, and providing follow-up and also trying to achieve the best outcomes, they become a good partner instead of an obstructionist only looking at the dollars and cents. One other point I'd really like to put in there as far as the TVT registry. I think in cardiovascular medicine, we all bow to the holy grail of the randomized clinical trial, but we all realize that the randomized clinical trial has the bias of who is included. One wonderful thing about the TVT registry, it includes all TAVR cases throughout the entire United States of America. So it's a real world experience that
right.
continues to evolve and change as the patient populations and indications continue
right.
to change. And that is invaluable information, and maybe even more so at this time of rapid growth of this technology and expanding into new populations of patients as the trials dictate,
right.
And will help point the way.
Well, I agree with that. It seems that the best ability to understand a procedure or a series of outcomes is to have a randomized trial, but the randomized trial has these inherent biases. But the concept of big data and how you can manage big data is a very, very good complement to that. And is probably maybe one of the most important things of all. We're short of time here a little bit. I would like to finish up with Tom on some future things. As a member of the steering committee of the TBT database, What is the future of risk adjustment and some of the metrics that are coming out of the TVT that would be a benefit to the implant teams in their continuous quality improvement?
Yeah, I think this is a critical point. The best way to explain the value of the TVT in this regard, I think, is to focus on the fact that our current risk adjustment, our risk adjudication tool, the STS database, or the STS PROM, has been appropriately utilized in this space. However, we all recognize that it's been rather inaccurate, overestimating risk on a real-world basis. And I think the TVT gives us the opportunity to look closer at this and use this much more comprehensive data set vis-a-vis inclusion of every TAVR site and literally hundreds of thousands of patients included, to try to hone in on what is the true risk of the procedure itself, the 30-day risk. And then the next phase is to really expand it out to 1 year and beyond, focusing on not just mortality, but quality of life. Perhaps the best indicator of impact of morbidity to a procedure is looking at quality of life at a time frame remote from the procedure itself. So those are the two things that I think that are the onus is on us to capitalize on TVT to get to those goals.
So we'll have from the TVT database, we'll have a risk-adjusted composite metric of mortality and morbidity that can be used across the country for kind of the ultimate expression of quality. I thank you. I would like to thank my panel members for a very stimulating discussion. We are basically finished, and I would like to thank you for watching and thank the STS and the ACC for continuing their support of the TBT registry.